As we enter a new decade, the question has been asked by many, is rock dead? While it's true that rock music doesn't dominate the charts and sell millions of copies like it did in its heyday, it is still very much alive as an art form. In this podcast, we'll celebrate the champions of years gone by, some of whom are still successfully plying their trade today. Possibly of even more importance, though, we'll shine a light on new acts as they struggle to gain exposure in this new age of music and look at what the future might have in store for rock. Once upon a time, people said vinyl was dead. If you could only ever listen to one musical artist for the rest of your life, who would you choose? This question was posed to me recently, and as difficult as it may sound to provide an answer, I was able to provide a response fairly quickly. I named Artist A, to be revealed later, and threw in another couple of possible options. It surprised me in a way that this answer came to me so quickly, so much so that I felt I needed to consider it further to make sure I hadn't rushed to a decision and wasn't overlooking other worthy candidates. I then felt that this consideration would make a good topic for this podcast, so here we are. A lot of people who know me well will be surprised to hear that my answer isn't Kiss. I love Kiss and have done for 45 years. Rock and Roll All Night is my favourite song of all time, but I don't think I could listen to them as my only option for the rest of my days. Kiss does have some great quieter tracks like Beth and Forever, but the majority of their catalogue is up-tempo rock and would be too much for me in quieter moments of the day. Kiss really wasn't designed to be heard as background music while you go about your daily business. Other than people who composed Muzak for use in elevators, shops and restaurants, I'm guessing not too many artists designed their work to be heard as background music, but some styles are naturally more suited to it than others. I've stated on numerous occasions, and I'm happy to do so again here, that I rate Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road as the greatest album of all time, The GOAT. Yet I couldn't choose Elton as my answer here either. I really like a certain phase of Elton's career during the 70s, but his entire catalogue wouldn't appeal to me as my only listening option. When considering this question, it is interesting to ponder on whether my answer would have changed over the years. When I was younger, having a few drinks on the weekend, yet also trying to maintain focus on my chosen sport of running and training for that every day, would I have opted for a more high-energy choice? Maybe it may have been Kiss then, or one of the many US 70s and 80s rock bands that I loved would get a look in. My selection criteria came down to three things that I required to make this decision easier. One, the artist has to have a large enough catalogue that I wouldn't hear the same songs too regularly. Two, the music would need to be a mixture of up-tempo rock along with mid-tempo and quiet songs. And three, the tunes have to be ones I've already been listening to for years but have never gotten sick of. I'll discuss the three artists that originally sprang to mind, as I've decided to stick with them even after further consideration. But I'd like to mention some others that came close. Honourable mentions go to Aerosmith, Cheap Trick, Foo Fighters, Stone Temple Pilots, Supergrass, and Toto. Now here is my top three, and why they made this list. Firstly, The Police, who are one of my favourite bands ever, from their first single to their last album. I feel like their songs have aged really well, and I've never grown tired of their biggest hits no matter how often they are played. Roxanne, Message in a Bottle, Can't Stand Losing You, Walking on the Moon, Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic, Don't Stand So Close to Me, and so on. I still love them all. In addition to this, though, are the album tracks that weren't played as much, such as Truth Hits Everybody, No Time This Time, When the World is Running Down, You Make the Best of What's Still Around. There's a lengthy title for you. And a particular favourite of mine, the Stuart Copeland composition, Darkness, on the Ghost in the Machine album.
Life was easy when it
The one thing ruling the Police out of final contention is that they only released 5 albums, and I have everything they ever did contained on 1 4-disc set. But man, what a band. In the runner-up position is the Cars, with very similar reasoning to the Police. I still love their greatest hits. Let's Go, Drive, Just What I Needed, Shake It Up, Magic, and My Best Friend's Girl, to name a few. And Heartbeat City is among my favourite albums of all time. The Cars also had a great initial run of albums, although the third, Panorama, was not quite as strong as the two either side of it. Things were starting to unravel by album number 6, Door to Door, in 1987, and they disbanded in 1988. Bassist, co-founder and co-lead vocalist Benjamin Orr sadly passed away from cancer in 2000. The remaining members reunited and released the album Move Like This in 2011, which was a decent album without quite reaching the standard of their earliest albums. As much as I love the Cars, 4 great albums and 3 OK albums is not enough to see them crown the winner. The answer that first came to me, and that I'm now happy to stick with after further consideration, is Steely Dan.
What album? Here is the magnificent one, the one and only one, Mr. Steely Dan.
Ricky Don't Lose That Number was one of my favourite songs as a child, and I still love it along with the rest of their catalogue. Ricky don't lose that number, you don't wanna call nobody else. Send it off in a letter to yourself. Ricky don't lose that number, it's the only I must have developed good taste early. According to John Tobler and Pete Frame in their book 25 Years of Rock from 1980, I quote, "Their highly sophisticated sound, instrumentally perfect and lyrically obscure, made Steely Dan the thinking fans' favourite band. They had some minor hits but were definitely much more of an album band. Singles such as Do It Again, Riddlin' in the Ears, My Old School, The Fez, Peg, and Hey 19 are rounded out by a ridiculous amount of strong album tracks. Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Albums such as Pretzel Logic, The Royal Scam, Asia and Gaucho are also among my all-time favourites. One area that helped Steely Dan take out the title of this hypothetical quiz is the sheer variety of their work, which was enabled by having only 2 permanent members in Donald Fagen and Walter Becker. Instead of a band of 4 or so members, they had a host of world-class musicians joining them on every album. These names include Jeff Skunk Baxter and Michael McDonald, also of Doobie Brothers fame, brilliant guitarists like Rick Derringer, Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits, Larry Carlton and Elliot Randall, Toto members David Paich, keyboards, and Jeff Porcaro, drums, Timothy B. Schmidt of the Eagles, and Chuck Rainey on bass, just to name a few. They had an initial run of 7 albums from 1972 to 1980 before Donald and Walter pursued solo work and producing albums for others, before they got back together in 2000 for the album Two Against Nature, which won 4 Grammy Awards, including Album of the Year. They made one more album in 2003, Everything Must Go, taking their tally to 9. As brilliant as Sting, Andy Summers and Stuart Copeland are as musicians, for example, they have to some extent a signature sound, so a Police song sounds like a Police song. a lot of guitarists have a signature style or tone. Steely Dan had the flexibility of having Mark Knopfler playing lead on Time Out of Mind, and he has a completely different style to Skunk Baxter or the other guitarists that played with them. Opportunity, check out the making of the Ajar album on BBC's excellent classic album series to see some of the star studio musicians talk about recording their parts, only to come back to the studio the next day to find Donald and Walter had called in another group of A-list musicians to replace them to try recording the track or tracks in a different way to get the exact sound they are after. Hopefully I never get to a position where I can only listen to one artist for the rest of my life. In fact, I'm not sure what would bring that on. But if I do, and you're in charge of my programming, please hook me up with the entire Steely Dan catalogue, including the album of demos and outtakes, and if I can kindly stretch it to include Donald Fagen's solo albums as well, that would be great. Cheers.
Well, in that very particular and outlandish circumstance,
I now pose this question to you. If you could only listen to one musical artist for the rest of your life, who would you choose? Let us know on our website, therockcurator.com, and don't forget to check out The Rock Curator on Facebook, Instagram and Spotify. Let's celebrate rock music's past, discuss the present and explore the future together.